Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that shit goes hard. The one turned down. OFL After Dark, you got the commissioner. We got a lot to talk about going on in the leagues tonight. First things first, let's get those tournament games played. Got a couple games holding everything up there, so let's do that. Next thing we got going on, we need to fill up the Group 3 single season. It is $17 to join. PayPal as usual. Winner's going to take $300. So let's get that going. We've got about 10 spots left in there. So if you or a friend want to get in, do it. Another thing we're running right now, change your gamer tag. Put OFL Now in it any way you can and get a free tournament. So it might be worth your while doing that. Okay, what else do we got going on? We're supposed to have a call here from D'Artagnan. Let's hopefully this is him. 412, you're on the air, live on the air on OFL After Dark. Who am I speaking with?
Big X, Small X, and guys. What do you find?
We got the Snake Eyes on tonight. Snake Eyes, we got another call coming in. Let's get him in here also. We got the 407 area code. 407, is that you?
How you doing? It is 407.
And who is this?
Little X, Volcano 66, Little X.
All right, we got the Great Volcano, or so-called Great Volcano. We got Snake Eyes here, and we're live on the air. Let's get it on. Let's start with what's going on in the league. The big thing right now is this route switching.
That is what's going on tonight, Greg. Glitching is going on to the league. What are we going to do about this? I'm tired of hearing who's glitching, who's this. We got glitchers left and right. I mean, can we just play legit? This is the OFL community. We got Houston crew glitching. We got people assuming that Volcano glitches. Even Snake Eyes once in a while gets a glitcher. Even the great Sleep Flicker, HB passing, fly diving, HB calling, Greg himself is a glitcher. What is going on in this league, guys? Talk to me. I need some answers. I need some help.
All right. Well, we got the answers right here. I'm going to fill Snake in real quick. What's going on? Snake, were you following the group enhanced chat and see what's going on with Team Houston, which involves We Witness, Fat Magic, D-Flex, Nuke Dragon, and their ringleader, OFL Now Savage, a.k.a. Walking Hitstick? Have you been following this at all?
I just got home like 9 o'clock, so I didn't really pay attention that much to it. So
okay, well,
it's like... I was busy all day today.
Okay, that's understandable. About a week ago, maybe a little longer than that, the Madden community out there has, some people think that this route swapping or route switching, it seems like people on the West Coast call it route swapping and people on the East Coast call it route switching. So whichever way, it's kind of like Tupac and Biggie. Either way, it's all the same thing. But what's going on? I'm not even exactly sure how it's... Volcano, could you break down what is route swapping?
Route swapping is when you put an HB fullback or tight end on the outside slot, and the second you join in the play, you push XLT, which flips the route to the receiver next to you, meaning it will do a slant route, fade slant. And when you throw a bullet pass forward, the cornerback to the outside in the cover three or any type of zone will not cover it. And if you run a man defense, they will cover it, and as long as you pass commit. You see the tight end will go to the outside, and the problem with running that is the tight end cannot beat the on the defense. So either way, you're kind of screwed. So basically what you have to do is run a zone. What I do when I see it is I run big nickel zone, and I put them in a purple route, pass commit, so it stops the corner or the tight end route, and you have to manually cover the fade route. QB contain just in case they like to roll out, and basically you can shut up the play from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty – we were getting a couple of complaints, and they all involved Team Houston and also Bad to Chad Jackson was also mentioned, but mostly it was Team Houston. So I brought it to the Fair Gameplay and Rules Enforcer, and he was familiar with it. And when I asked if it was a glitch, he said, it really depends. It kills cover three, but you can stop it. So since it is able to be stopped, OFLnow.com and any league associated will allow it. We do not consider it a glitch. A glitch is only if it's unstoppable. The MaddenCoach.com recommend it to run man or cover two all game, and you'll stop them from running it. So there's your little advice. It is not a glitch. Since it is not a glitch, that means we witness will not be suspended.
That hey, don't you mean Jordan?
That means Fat Magic 420 will not be suspended. That means Bad to Chad Jackson will not be suspended, and OFL Now Savage will not be suspended. So no suspensions are being dealt. Feel free to use the play. You just got two tips how to stop it. Just stop it, and they'll stop running. I think Jordan, also known as Savage, brought a good point. The play action end around that Volcano brought into the league, people thought was a glitch for a while. Took about 10 days, maybe a little longer. People learned how to stop it. People still run the play, but it was stoppable the whole time. And I think that's what you'll see coming out of this play too. So that's that.
Has this seen something ran with that with the Panthers playbook? And they would run a fullback, like a slant route.
Mm-hmm.
And I run that a little bit, but not that much, whenever I really need to.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's the exact same play anyway, Snake Eyes. But we have another caller coming in from the 510 area code. You're now live on the air with OFL After Dark and all the loyal listeners out there. Could you let them know who you are?
Peel, man. What's happening?
What's up, Peel 510, man? We haven't got a chance to talk to you out there on the West Coast. So how's the weather out there right now?
Oh, it's hot, man.
Damn, we got snow on the ground.
We're chilling.
We got a lot of snow here in Pennsylvania. We're supposed to have two big storms coming, the worst of the winter so far.
Yeah,
so.
And it's going to be back-to-back.
It's going to be really bad here. Going to be really bad. But anyways, Peel, it's nice to hear you. I haven't heard from you in a while. The rankings are out. I think you're sitting at number five or number six, but I expect you to go way up because you just defeated your boy Dean Knox pretty easily, really, by the looks of the score in the last week's game of the week. So I expect you to probably be – oh, no, the rankings came out – oh, no, you were third when you played him. So, you could maybe be the number one player. So how's it feel to possibly be considered the best player in this community of Madden players, or as Chad calls it, network of winners?
That's cool. Considering I play in a division with the Super Bowl champion in both of the leagues, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's sitting at number two right now.
Yeah, yeah. Did you open up Quick Gate on that dude?
Did I do what?
Did you open up the Quick Gate? See if he quit when I played him.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Nah, as well, you shouldn't have. I don't think he quit, but nah, man, this is a good little radio show. I went back earlier today and I listened to like the last week. I don't know what's going on, but I listened to it. So I'm glad you got a radio show going on for the leagues.
Yeah, we got it going on pretty daily. I don't know if you've seen Chad's TV show. He's brought that back. So if you have highlights or if D-Knox, because I know you talk to D-Knox more than I get a chance to, just hit Chad up on a message and he'll explain how to get these highlights to him because he's doing a weekly top 10, kind of like SportsCenter. It's pretty cool. And I'm sure you and D-Knox got some plays that would probably make it. So that would be pretty cool. So I haven't talked to you for a while. We now have 5 full leagues, about 75 league members. And are you shocked that you're considered a top 3 player right now, or did you expect to be up there?
It's a lot of players in 5 leagues. So is that for the 5 leagues total? Or is that just
that's every league that's OFL now associated. Any person who plays in a league is considered a member, which means you can be ranked. So yeah, you're number 3 out of 75 people.
That's pretty cool. That's a good stat. Is that voted on by the peers or who?
There's a point
who does
system.
The ranking?
There's a point system. I just put the points in, and then the computer totals the points up, and that's how it comes out. I mean, winning obviously is important. Let me see if I can pull it up. Other things are involved too, like sportsmanship, little things like that. Not quitting your games, not going on auto, being, playing your games, just little things like that. Being active in the group chat or on the forum or just stuff like that, So it's a little more than just winning. So I didn't know if, another thing you might not be familiar with, since you didn't know about those rankings are predictions. Are you a college football fan?
Yes. I like USC.
Okay. So you're familiar with, how they have the Rose Bowl or, whatever bowl game they have. Well, those rankings are projecting bowl game matchups for this summer. We're going to have bowl games, and that's all included in your membership, so it's free. We're going to have 10 bowl games, and they're all each bowl game is going to have a different sponsor and a different prize amount. So, like, the top bowl game will have a bigger prize amount than the last bowl game. But there's only 10 bowls, so only 20 players get in there. So that's what those rankings are projecting. So something you might want to keep your eye on.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah, give me that stuff with the dude way down at the bottom. That'll work. So,
well, anyways.
3. Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. Balkino.
So I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I looked into, some of the blitz. Normally I ain't on there, but I had some extra time today. I was on there, scrolling up, trying to look at some of these conversations. So there are some teams within the teams or the players in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's there's some beef brewing amongst the so-called teams. What's that all about? When did that start?
It probably started about maybe a month ago, maybe not even that long. Basically, yeah, it's just little cliques that have formed together that, lab and practice together. It'd be similar to you and D-Knox since you guys live in the – that are friends forming a group and then, maybe bringing a person or two with you. You got Team Houston down there. They're a crew of, it's about 5 or 6 of them, and they all live, in the same area, and they're all friends, so they just kind of form. They actually all play very similar. They share playbooks and mixed. They're the hot topic right now because one of their plays, people consider it a glitch. It's kind of a little iffy. We talked to the fair gameplay and rules enforcer of the league, and he's a non-member, and he looks on the outside, but he knows all that stuff. He's very knowledgeable, and he does not consider it a glitch because it's stoppable, so it's not. They're not going to be suspended. But, yeah, you have that group. You have Team Houston. You also have Team Balkino, which is in here. He's in this group right now. It's him and three other guys, I believe. They just added a new member. They kind of have a little rivalry with Team. Yeah, they kind of have a little rivalry with Team Houston. I don't know if you've been paying much attention to Bulkino, but since he came into the leagues, he hasn't lost a game in Group One at all. So not unless he's been on auto, because he got suspended a little bit. I forget for what, but he lost those games. He has his Miami Dolphins undefeated there in Group One.
I don't really pay too much attention to everything else, man. I'm trying to get back to it, but I'm having a blast in the league. I'm glad you got a radio show going. Finally got a forum that's kind of cool. We got away from the GroupMe chat, man. I was kind of feeling that. Then I kind of fell off when we went to two or three different things. So I'm excited for a radio show.
Do you watch the YouTube channels we made?
What's that?
Do you watch the YouTube channels we made?
I'm late on all of that.
Go to OFLnow.com on YouTube, and which you actually can get that YouTube app on the Xbox, and you can see Balkino's show, you can see Chad's show, you can see all the random gamertag shuffles. Basically, you can see any video that content that's ever been related to the leagues. It's all there in one place if you're ever interested in that. Yeah, the radio show has been pretty successful. We're averaging 40 to 50 listeners a night, so that's pretty cool. I apologize for the inconvenience of bouncing from chat to chat, but when we built that app, it was pretty cool, but then it didn't have, like, the innovative chat, so then we were searching around. But, yeah, we found our home here at Glip. Glip's a much more enhanced version of GroupMe. You can turn the beeps off. You can put specific beeps for one person. It's more enhanced. We can put more files, videos, all kinds. You can put links. And it's just better than GroupMe. Most people agree with that. So, we paid for Glip for a year, so we're here for a year because they gave you 10,000 messages for free, but once you hit that, then you had to pay. So we're here for Glip for the long haul, and their customer service has been great, so I don't see us ever going to another group chat. As far as a phone app that we had built, I know a lot of you guys like some of what that offered. One day we could bring back the app, but the only way I would do that is if we could get Glip into it somehow, so we had that chat right there. But, yeah, so we're pretty much set in that. Yeah,
that's
we're
cool.
Pretty much set.
Get back to the. Been a lot of trash talk, man. How do you mediate that? Being the only commissioner, as far as I know, who are you rolling with? Who else is helping run all these leagues and everything?
Well, we got the. I'll just run down the league officials. Because I actually have I don't know if you know, but that OFL Now profile. I couldn't get into Madden. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. They concluded that the Microsoft cloud got corrupted on my profile on a Madden save, so I had to create a new profile, which it's the space OFL Now. That's what you can message me on now or on Glip, because I had to create a new one to get my Madden. But while that was down, these league officials stepped in and advanced the league and all that. So basically, the way the league is operated, you have me as a commish. You have the president of operations, Crack Action. You have the head of the OFL Players Union, Freddy Krueger, which used to be Titanian. He changed his gamer tag. You have the ambassador of integrity and mental well-being, Mad Dream. So that's basically if you're all bummed out about losing or you're having any issues, just contact him. He's a doctor, so he'll help you out. We got the fair gameplay and rules enforcer. We got a quitter as his gamer tag. He's not in the league. That's why we have him monitoring the rules. And then we have community infrastructure growth developers, Laser Eyes and Balkino. They basically are recruiting new members and promoting it in a good way. And then we have Balkino's longtime girlfriend. You'll see her on the TV show. We call her Bubbles. She's the director of director of social relations and creative marketing. She kind of goes out on Pinterest or whatever that is called and some other social media and tries to get people to join. So, yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, don't let me stop y'all doing what y'all normally do. Like I said, I had read up on some hate crimes going on earlier today. So it's always good to listen to a little controversy. Also good to talk about a little controversy. You know,
The only thing we don't want on the group chat is just don't be posting nudity and shit. Like, no nudity, no racist type shit. People don't want to see that. People get offended. So I know you're not going to do that, but for all the listeners out there, just be clear. A lot of those nudity pictures you guys posted out there, they were funny, but they offend people, and a lot of people's wives and girlfriends are there, so, you know, they see that shit. Just keep that in mind when you're posting that kind of stuff.
Is Cal still in the league?
Cal is still in the league. He's kind of on a little hiatus. He bought a brand new Hellcat, which I guess is an expensive car, so I guess he's been running around Detroit in that. He's been a little busy. A lot of people haven't heard from him as much, but he said he's been working a lot. He's just started college again, and then he got this brand new sports car. So, but yeah, he's still in the league.
Okay. What about Dove's Kingdom? How did he get in our division, man? What happened to the previous 49ers owner over there? What was his name? Mac. Yeah, Mac. What happened to Mac?
Yeah. I think he went on a losing streak and got frustrated and just quit one day. he was like 1-10 or something. And,
okay.
I've tried to get him back. I actually thought he was going to come back, but he just hasn't come back. He said he can't compete. So I thought he was good, man. He lost a lot of close games. It could have gone either way, but it's just how it is.
Cool, man. Well, I like everything you got going on here, man. I get back active when I can. I enjoy the league, man. Thanks for the Christmas cards. I got some other cards going on. You stuffed it with a bunch of OFL cards. It was kind of slick. Yeah, everything on the West Coast go through me over here. So, you know, it's good that you send me at least 30 cards.
Yeah. Say that again. You need 30 cards?
No, I say you send me at least 30 cards, I think. And I said that's good because everything over here on this side go through me, so.
Cool.
I can create us a team. I guess I got to get a team now, huh?
Yeah, because we're going to actually, here in the near future, when we get a couple more teams, I'm going to start having team tournaments. So, like, you and your crew will, you know, and what will happen is, say you got three guys in your team, and you're going to play Team Balkino, and they're three, and you guys will send me the mat, like, okay, so Peel plays the first game, so Peel would match up with whoever they put. So say they put Reddy 10, because he's – so Peel plays that. Winner of that game, well, now your team – you say you win that game. Now you're up – your team's up one and be the best of three.
Yeah.
So
I got a squad. I got a squad right now. I already have a squad.
All right, well, get them in the league. Get them in the league. There's There's a brand-new league, a new single season. It's 17 to join, 300 to the winner. So it's a little bigger prize, a little bigger entry, but bigger prize if you or your team's interested. But, definitely.
Yeah, I'm getting PB. He and I talked last week, and it was like, you know, what's going on with all this nonsense in here? He said he'll come on over and be an honorary West Coast member. So we locked up.
Big news.
I got a couple hits. No, I'm just joking, but, you know, that would be fun. I think it's kind of cute. It kind of take you back to with the WWF, all of the little clicks going on here in the Madden world. It's kind of interesting. Nice giggle when I thought earlier.
Yeah, keeps it interesting, keeps you tuning in, right? Keeps it more fun, more active. Wow, so PB joining Peel and D Knox, that could be some damage out there, man.
I joke. I kid. I hadn't talked to him about it. I kid. Don't want to start any rumors.
The rumors started because you just dropped that rumor in front of 50 people. So I know they're looking around like, holy shit, that's a badass team out there.
Anyways, we have another caller coming in, Peel. I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, I'm gonna get out of here, man. Y'all be cool, and I'll be online, man. See y'all later.
All right, Peel. Call in anytime, man. Take care, bro. We got the 601 area code. Sorry you've been on hold. Can you state your gamer tag real quick?
Brock Lesnar.
Hello? Who?
Brock Lesnar.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brock, are you in the league?
Yeah, man. I've been in the league for a while, man.
Ah, this is Reddy 10 trying to pull one on. So what's up, Reddy? Are the fans out there going to get to see the big game everybody's been waiting for tonight? DNA Suspect versus Reddy 10 in the tournament? What's up with that, or are we going to have a forfeit?
No, I'm probably in a plan, man. He just messaged me. I'll check it out in a minute. I'm on a UFC game right now.
Okay. Really, really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that match. I know a lot of people. Balkino, Snake Eyes, who do you think is going to win that game between DNA Suspect and Reddy 10?
I hope Reddy 10.
I'm not really too sure. I'm going to have to watch it.
I remember the phrase, ready is always ready, yo.
Reddy is a very accomplished player with a lot of knowledge and a lot of potential. I firmly believe that with a lot of hard work and dedication that Reddy 10 has already been showing, he could be one of the top players in the OFL Now community for a long time to come. He's young. He's got a bright future. I'm really looking forward to watching it. And who knows, Reddy? Who knows? Maybe one day they'll make a movie about you like they did Rudy. You never know. Wouldn't that be great? We got another caller coming in from the 414 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
This is Slay Island.
Slay Island, what's up? Nice to hear from you. How's everything going today?
It's going good.
Good. We got 3 minutes left on the air. Did you want to talk about route swapping and if it's banned on Gamer Saloon?
I'll talk about whatever. I mean, I can if you want me to.
Yeah, fill us in a little bit more, because I saw your post out there. You say it's not banned, right?
No, it's not.
All right. Somebody was saying it is, but you say it's not. I want to make it clear to all the listeners, route swapping or route switching or whatever you want to refer to it as is not banned in the OFL, and nobody will be suspended for doing it because it can be stopped. We here at the OFL only consider it a glitch if it can't be stopped. The only banned plays right now are no blocking field goals in tournaments. You can block field goals in league play, just to be clear about that. So I know a lot of people are like, well, can I block a field goal? Yeah, you can block field goals in leagues, just not in tournaments. So Slay, you're a new member. I'm glad you called in. I want to start getting to know the new members a lot. A lot of guys have been in here since September. So any other new members, feel free to call in. Feel free to jump in parties. We've got 75 members now. So Slay, how are you liking the league? I know you're in the fantasy draft league, so it's just starting. But from what you see so far, are you liking everything?
Yeah, set up really good. I mean, the people I've played so far haven't been that good, but I know there's some people in there that are also really good. So,
cool. So are you familiar with the TV show yet? Have you got a chance to check out any of that or seen the online magazine?
I heard about it. I haven't really looked at it yet, though.
All right. I'll try to send some links out in the group chat for everybody so you can get to see it. Do you have any questions about getting around the league or scheduling with people or anything like that, or are you kind of figuring it out on your own?
I think I got everything figured out.
And what team do you have in the fantasy draft league?
Cardinals.
Who was your number one pick?
Calvin Johnson. I got him with like the 25th pick.
Damn. So I remember being in a... Yeah, I remember being in a party and someone was like, Calvin Johnson's still there. And then it was like 2 picks later, you took him.
Yep.
Who do you have throwing him the ball?
I besides Tavares Jackson, I mean, he's not that good, but I'm doing good with him so far. I have 11 touchdowns and one pick through two games, so he can do pretty good, I guess.
Cool. Well, we're out of time, guys. Thanks for calling in, and remember, we're here every night, so have a good one.
Okay.
See you, dude.